some of the children from this church family, and don't worry, I'm not going to do this. But if I was to take some of the children from this church family and stand them in a line up the front here, it wouldn't take many of you long to guess which families they belong to, would it? Because lots of them bear the family likeness. So by the things they were to say, the way they looked, the hair colour, the eye colour, the phrases, the way they stand, you could very easily say, oh, that's one of Nathan's children, or that's one of Gareth's children. You could very easily spot the family that they belong to. Every family, whether we like it or not, sorry kids, every family has a likeness. Every family has a likeness. It gives away, doesn't it, who we belong to sometimes. The family, you know, if I was to stand my dad here, you would say, ah, I can see what family you come from, Nathan. Because there is a family likeness. Now, as we come to this very short reading in Luke 8 this morning, and it was a short reading, but there's lots in there. What we discover is that Jesus points out to us another family likeness. And it's the likeness of his family. This is those whom the Lord Jesus has the closest of bonds with. This is those, as it were, that the Lord Jesus puts his arm around and says, this is my family. These guys belong to me. These are the ones I'm protective of. These are the ones I have the closest and strongest bond with. And he says, this is how you spot them. Look at verse 21. My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. The giveaway family likeness for the family of Jesus, the way you spot someone who belongs to that family, is someone who hears and who does God's word. There's someone who listens to what God has to say and lets it shape and impact their lives. You could put it like this: what they know will show. Or what they glean as they listen will be seen. It is this sense that they take the living words of God, their maker, and you see it put into practice in their life. They act on it. It shapes what they do. So someone who bears the family likeness of Jesus' family, their life, their parenting, how easy they are to work with or how hard they are to work with, is all shaped by the word of God. It's a family that is like one another. You spot who belongs. Oh, I know what family you belong to. How? Because this is the family that hears and does what God says. God doesn't say this, by the way, but if God says jump, this family says, yes, how high? And God doesn't tell you to jump, by the way. He tells us to do things. But it's, do you see the picture? This is the family when God says something that says, yes, you are God, you are our maker, you are the one who put us here, you know what's best, and we're going to put into action the things that you tell us to do. That is the family likeness. And this morning, if I was to try and sum it up what Jesus is saying, I'd put it like this. Jesus' family are the hear and do family. Jesus' family are the hear and do family. You could say the HD family, although I think that stands for high definition, doesn't it? But you could say we're the high definition family. We're the HD family, the hear and do family. The distinctive likeness of the family of Jesus is not their hair colour or how big their nose is in the case of my Howard family or whatever it might be. It is actually the distinctive is that they hear what God has to say and then they put it into action in their lives. That is the family of Jesus. That is how you spot those who belong to Jesus' family. And if you want to see this family likeness, if you want to see what it looks like, you know, how do I see this? Then you have to look first and foremost at the one speaking. You have to look at Jesus, the older brother in this family. The Lord Jesus, who says these words in verse 21, is the perfect Son of the Father in heaven. The Lord Jesus is the one who perfectly hears God's word and puts it into practice. He's the older brother of the family. He stands tall at the head of the family as the big, protective older brother who lived every single day of his life putting into practice what God told him to do. So even if we were to take a little trawl through Luke's gospel, it wouldn't take you long to see it. At 12 years old, boys and girls, that's a little bit older than some of you guys. But at 12 years old, where is Jesus? Back in Luke 2, he's sitting in the temple listening to the word of God. And then we're told just a couple of verses later that he went home and he was obedient to his parents. Now, why are we told that? That's not just to make you guys feel guilty for not obeying your mums and dads. We're told that because here is someone from 12 years old, from before that, who perfectly put into practice the word of God. A couple of chapters later, you see Jesus going into the desert, the wilderness, deliberately to do battle with Satan, to enter this period of temptation. And sitting in this room, I'm guessing that most of us know what it is to be tempted by the devil in all sorts of ways. But the Lord Jesus, as he was tempted by the devil, what did he do? He quoted to him the word of God and he did it. The Lord Jesus, the older brother in this family that he describes, is the one who hears God's word and who puts it into practice. If you want to see what it looks like, you look at him. And actually, do you know what? The Lord Jesus is the one who heard God's word and who put it into practice, even when it led him to the cross. Even when it led him to laying down of his own life. That's how perfectly he displays this family likeness. He hears and he does what God tells him to do. And that is why over the Lord Jesus, the older brother in this family, that heaven declares, the Father declares, this is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. The Jesus family is the hear and do family. If you want to see it, you look at Jesus. You look at our older brother this morning. And friends, we should stand there marveling at him today. We should stand there marveling him because in him, in Jesus, is the one who has lived the life that you and I have never lived. He has lived in perfect obedience. Every day of his life he woke up and he heard what God, his Father, has said and he did it. He put it into practice. His whole life, his whole being was shaped by what God told him to do. This is the family. This is everything we are not. And as Jesus points this out, in some ways this morning, he's simply describing to us the family. He's making a statement to us this morning that Jesus' family is the hear and do family. This is the description. But to help us this morning to engage with that truth, I simply this morning want to ask three questions that I hope will help all of us. However we've come here this morning, whether you'd say, oh, well, I'm just here because I'm interested, or I'm here because I am part of this family. However we've come, three questions that I hope will help us engage. Question number one, are you in or are you out of this family? Are you in or are you out of Jesus's here and do family? Or if I could put it another way, where do you stand with regard to this family that Jesus describes in verse 21? Are you on the outside or are you on the inside? See, the story sets up a contrast for us. It's a physical thing. You can't miss it in the details. It sets up this scene. And I want you to see it. It's only three verses, but it helps you to see it. So what happens, verse 19 and 20, is Jesus' physical family, his mother and brothers, they come to see Jesus. But they can't get near him because of this crowd, this group of people that have huddled around Jesus to listen to him and to put their faith in him. It's a physical thing. So where do they stand? Have a look. Verse 19, 20. Where are they standing in this scene? They're standing outside. Now that may be that they were outside a building, or it may just be that they were outside of the crowd. So imagine for a moment that we're in a drone or a helicopter and we're looking down on this scene. And what have you got? You've got this family standing outside. But then there's a contrast, isn't there? Because you've got this crowd who are not on the outside, but gathered, huddled in around Jesus, listening to what he has to say. And then Jesus spells out in verse 21 that those who are his mothers and brothers, those on the inside, are those who hear and do God's words. You see, there's a contrast. You can't miss it. It's just in the details of the story that there's this outside group of people, and then there's this inside group of people. The contrast is there. But whether you are in or out of this family that he's describing in verse 21, actually this story just points us to say that it all depends on Jesus. You know, go with me up in the helicopter again. Here you are above this scene. You've got the family standing outside. You've got the crowd huddled in round Jesus. And who's at the very centre of this scene? Pictorially, visually, who is at the centre of it? It's Jesus. As he describes this family, the whole physical scene points out to us that the only way into this family that Jesus describes is through the older brother Jesus. It all centres around him. The only way you get into this family is by faith in the older brother. He's the one who enables us to come and take our place at the family table. He's the one who opens the front door of the house and says, come on in, family. It is the Lord Jesus alone who gives us access to this family he describes in verse 21. Only by coming to Jesus in faith. That's what these crowds are doing. You see that as they're huddled around him? Only by coming to Jesus in faith will we join this family. This here and do relationship. I want to just take you on a bit of a history journey for a moment. Because this here and do relationship is a relationship actually that you were made for. Did you realise that? When God created Adam and Eve, what were they doing? They lived in his family as hearers and doers of God's word. That was the relationship they were made for. That was the family that they were born into. But Adam and Eve, what did they do? They turned their back on this hear and do relationship with God. They heard what God said, but they didn't do it. And so they turned their back on family life. They were, as it were, kicked out of the family home because they did not behave like members of the family. And ever since then, including us sitting here today, we have followed in their steps. We are not hearers and doers of God's word. Many of us will be hearers, but we are not hearers and doers of God's words. But then born into this family was Jesus. Born into this family was Jesus, the older brother of the family he describes in verse 21. And he came as a hearer and a doer of God's words. He came and lived as everything that Adam never lived as. He came and he lived as everything that you and I have never lived as. He lived as a family member. As a family member is meant to, a hearer and doer. And he obediently, the Lord Jesus obediently went to the cross. And he took the punishment that I deserve for not hearing and doing what God says. And it's an offensive thing, isn't it? Even in a home, when a child refuses to accept the authority of a father. And we've got to get the sense that in not being hearers and doers of God's word, there is offense in that. There is offense to God, the Father, our Maker. But the Lord Jesus bore that offense. He bore that shame. He bore that guilt at the cross. Why? So that as I come to him in faith for forgiveness, I can take my place in this family he describes. I can become in and not out. By birth, like the family, as it were, that's pictured standing on the outside of this crowd, by birth, where do I stand? I stand outside. I stand in the family of Adam. I stand in those who turn their back on family life. But by faith in Jesus, I take my place in the family of God, in the family of Jesus. I take my place at the family table. We take our place. You see this? Where's the crowd? They're pressed in. There's the disciples standing around Jesus. It's those who are wanting to hear what Jesus has to say. As we take our place in that position, that's where we start to take our place in the family. Huddled around Jesus, the older brother, the one who gives us a place. Can I tell you this morning, there are no shortcuts into this family that he describes. There's no back doors. There's no sneaky ways in to suddenly pop up at the family table and say, woohoo, I'm here. No, the only way into this family is through Jesus. And that's what this story is all about. That's what it centres around. That's what this whole visual scene is about. It's all about him. And also, can I tell you this morning that hearing and doing is not your way into this family. We make that mistake, many of us. We think, well, hearing and doing, if I hear and do, then Jesus will give me a place. You know, that's what he says, it's the hear and do family. No, we've proved, our history proves, my life proves that I'm not a hearer and doer of God's word. By myself, I would never take a place in this family. But the Lord Jesus, the perfect hearer and doer of God's word, has blessed many of us with a place in this family as we come to him. The words of God, the Bible that you have in your lap, Do you know what it tells you to do? It tells you to come to Jesus in repentance and in faith. That's what it means to hear and do. It means to come to the older brother Jesus who lived the life we never did and take your place in the family. Becoming a family member starts with hearing and doing. It's not how you earn it, but it starts there as you put your faith in Jesus. So first question this morning, are you in or are you out of this family? There's lots of reasons that we might claim a right to Jesus, isn't there? So just consider the words of his family on the outside of this crowd. Here they are, they're standing there. They think they have a right to Jesus. Okay, they're standing on the outside. Jesus, we want you to come and see us. And many of us may claim that right to Jesus. Many of us may claim the right to being part of the family of Jesus. So we might say, oh Jesus, you know, I was raised in a family where I went to church. Well, do you know what? That doesn't qualify you to be on the inside of this family. You could say, well, you know, I was, my mum and dad are Christians and you know, they've raised me to believe. That's not enough to be part of this family. The reality is if you're relying on those things, where do you stand outside? You stand outside the crowd, you stand outside the family. It is only by faith in the older brother that you take your place in the family. And some of us this morning, we do. Some of us this morning can answer that question and not arrogantly, but humbly say, I'm in. I'm in this family because the Lord Jesus lived the life I never did. And he came into this world. And by faith in him, I take my place in this family. I want to be part of that crowd, huddled around him, listening to him. But some of us this morning will need to honestly say, do you know what, I don't think, if that's how you get in, I don't think I'm in this family. I don't think I'm in this family he describes in verse 21. And this morning I would urge you to take your place in this family as you come to Jesus, the older brother, and you say, Jesus, please, I want a place in this family. I want a place in your forever people. I want a place in the people that you're loyal to. I want to be back in the family that I was made to live in. I've run away from the family home, but I want to come back. And the thing about this story is it shows us that we should do it before it's too late. Because otherwise we'll stand on the outside forever. There is an in and an out of this family. Question one, are you in or are you out? Second question I've got for you this morning, and perhaps this is more of a question for those who would say this morning that we're in. The question I've got for you is, do you show the family likeness? It's a question to engage with, isn't it? He describes what the family likeness is. Do you show it? Let me put it another way. If I was to bring a bunch of you up the front here, would people be saying, oh yeah, I know what family you come from. You come from the Jesus family because you displayed a family likeness. You're like him. You display everything like he does. I was with a friend the other day who knows both me and my dad, which is a strange thing, I guess, but he knows us both really well. And I was talking to him. We were just having a conversation, a bit of a catch up. And then suddenly, in the middle of this conversation, he starts looking at me weird. And I'm thinking, have I got something on my face? Or, you know, something like this. He starts looking at me. And then in the middle of this conversation, he breaks out and he says, do you know what? You really stand like your dad. He says, oh, you really talk like your dad. And he says, yeah, I watched you walk down the road the other day. And I thought it then, but I thought you walk like your dad. By what he could see with his eyes, it gave away what family I belong to. Now that's what Jesus is saying in verse 21. By what we see, we should be able to tell what family we come from. That's verse 21, isn't it? Look carefully there. My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and who put it into practice. How do you see someone who belongs to the family? It's those who hear and who do. And so the question that I want to help us engage with what Jesus is saying. If someone spent time with you in a prolonged way, would they make the link? Would they say, I can see what family you come from? You know, would they genuinely look at you and say, oh, yeah, I recognize you. You're the one who's got that older brother, Jesus. I recognize you. You're from that family that hears and does God's words. Would someone recognize you as someone who acts on God's words? Would you have a life, or do you have a life that is shaped and molded by God's words? The way you treat others. Now that's very telling, isn't it? Very often the way we treat others, is that shaped and molded by what God tells us to do? Or do we react like the world does? Perhaps the priorities on our time. You know, why aren't you so regular at things that others aren't? Well, because you've got a different priority. Your life is shaped by the word of God and you do other things. Why will you not put the hours in at your office, perhaps, that everyone else wants to put in? Because your life is shaped by the word of God. You have different priorities. Does your parenting stand out as someone who is being shaped by the word of God because you're hearing what God says and you're trying to put it into practice? Is the things that you say yes to and the things that you say no to shaped by the word of God? It's a challenging question, isn't it? As I've sat and asked myself that question this week, it's for me to confess sin a lot. Do I have a life that is shaped, puts into practice the word of God? And would others around me make the family link? Would they say, oh yeah, we recognise you, Nathan. You're from that Jesus family, the one where Jesus is the older brother, that hear and do family. Entering the family starts with hearing and doing, but it continues. You live as a doer in this family. You live acting on what you hear. That's the family likeness in verse 21. But for some of us this morning, what we need to do with this is simply sit here and say, wow, if that's the family likeness and I claim to be in, am I really showing the family likeness? Would someone really spot me as a member of this family, the family that Jesus died to create? Would Jesus spot you? Would somebody spot you as someone who belongs to the Jesus family? The question we should be asking, am I really becoming more like Jesus? As I hear the word and put it into practice, that's what Jesus is doing in us. Now, please don't misunderstand me. You don't join this family as a gift and then carry on by your own hard work. Actually, Jesus, the older brother, is the one who also, the New Testament tells us, is the one who works on us. He's the brother who comes alongside you and he says, do you know what? I'm going to help you now to be the family way. Big brothers are good for all sorts of things, I gather. I don't have a big brother. I am a big brother to my sister. But we're supposed to be the ones who kind of come alongside and who help and who train the younger ones up and teach them to follow in the steps. That's what a big brother is meant to be. And that is what Jesus, the big brother of this family, does for us. He helps us to display the family likeness. And so a couple of questions more. Am I making time to hear God's word? You're not going to do what God says if you're not listening to it. You know, it's not going to happen by magic. I'm just miraculously putting into practice what God says. No, you have to listen. So make time to listen to what God says about life, about the world, about where we come from, about where this world is heading. Make time to listen. And if you're not making time to listen, you'll never start doing. And then if you are listening, if you are someone who makes regular time to listen, then are you deliberately putting it into practice? Do you have ears only listening, or do you do something about it? Do I hear God's word and put it into practice? Whether that's here on a Sunday morning or when I get the Bible open in the week, or whether you go to Skids on a Sunday afternoon or Rooted. When you hear God's word, does it make any difference? I was asking myself some questions this week just to kind of probe myself. Like, when was the last time that I stopped doing something because the word of God showed me it was wrong? When was the last time I started to do something, started to put into practice an action? When was the last time I stopped a certain behaviour towards an individual? When was the last time I went into a relationship and said, hey, I'm sorry I behaved like that, because the word of God pointed out that something was wrong or that I should be doing something differently? When was the last time you did that? It could be an exposing that we're hearing but we're not doing God's words. Be practical. On a Sunday morning, you know, don't leave church and let it just drift away. Think, oh, what am I going to do today? What am I going to do from what I've heard? How am I going to change? What relationship do I need to put right? What parenting behaviour do I need to curb? What kind of, you know, am I becoming someone who's easier to work with and get on with? Would the people in my workplace notice that I'm putting God's word into practice? Hear and do. That's the family likeness. And so why are you displaying the family likeness? That's my second question this morning. Be practical about it. Like I say, it's very interesting, but James, one of Jesus' brothers, physical brothers, who in this story is standing on the outside of the crowd, do you know what? He learned this lesson. He learned this lesson about hearing and doing, because later in his letter, do you know what he says? In James 1, verse 22, let me read it to you. He says this. He says, do not merely listen to the words. And so does he. This is James, his brother, who was standing on the outside of this crowd. He listened to what Jesus said and says, oh, I get it. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do it. Do what it says. James, his physical brother, got it. Now, that's weird. Just think about that for a moment. James, you know, it's hard. I've been told that when you have an older brother, it's hard to like them for anything. But James had to put his faith in his older brother. James, my brother is the Son of God. That is a weird experience, isn't it? But he does. He recognizes that Jesus, his older brother, is the one through whom he has access to the hear and do family. And he tells others in his letter later, you've got to hear and do God's word. Don't just listen to it. Because that's the family likeness. That's Jesus' family likeness. So question number two. Do you show the family likeness? If you're here this morning and you're thinking there, actually, do you know what? I'm not sure I am. I'm not sure I'm displaying the family likeness. Can I say to you this morning, very gently, that may be an indicator that you're not really part of this family. And maybe you need to this morning do something about it. Maybe it's an indicator that you are part of the family, but actually you've just backed off. You've stopped listening. You've stopped being interested. And if that's you this morning, then come back to the older brother. The older brother's not a bully. The older brother is a gentle, loving, helpful older brother. And come back to him. And he'll put his arms around and he'll say, yeah, you've gone off track. But I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you because I'm the perfect hearer and doer. Third and final question to help us think about this morning is, where are your loyalties? So are you in, are you out? Do you show the family likeness? And thirdly, where are your loyalties? Some of you have maybe seen a film called Toy Story. Anyone seen that? Some of the older guys are looking at me like I'm insane. There's a film called Toy Story. It's about some toys. There's a cowboy toy in this called Woody. Okay, and on Woody's foot, he's got written a name. What's the name, kids?
Andy.
I see the kid's name. It's got written a name because that's who he belongs to. And all the way through this film, what's he doing? He's looking at the bottom of his foot because it reminds him who he belongs to. Andy, that's his family. That's who he belongs to. And all the other toys in this film, they belong to Andy. There's this real sense of being together because they belong to Andy. Now, in a similar way, in verse 21, Jesus, as it were, puts his stamp on a certain group of people. He writes his name on the foot of a certain group of people. Look at verse 21 with me. It's really easy to miss this, but it's one word. Have a look, verse 21. He says, my mother and my brothers. My mother. That is a sense of belonging. That is a sense of ownership. The Lord Jesus, for this hear and do family, but he stamps his ownership on them. His loyalty is to them. If you have taken your place in the hear and do family by putting your trust in Jesus, do you know what Jesus says over you this morning? He says, you're mine. You're my brother. You're my sister. You belong to me. You belong with me. Now we may think, oh, what's the big deal about that? Well, this is massive. It means that Jesus now expresses his greatest loyalty towards us. He loves us. We belong to him. We are his family. He's like the big, protective, older brother that everybody longs for in the playground. You know that moment when you're at school and you're getting bullied and you just want the older brother or sister to be around because they'll help you out? Jesus is like that. He's totally loyal to those who belong to his family. Now, does that mean then that Jesus doesn't care for his physical family? Because in this story, he kind of seems to jolt them, doesn't he? He sort of, well, your mother and brothers have arrived and they're outside. And Jesus says, oh, my mother and my brothers are those who hear God's word. Actually, can I assure you that Jesus isn't rejecting his earthly family here? In fact, actually, if you go to John's gospel, you'll see that as Jesus hung on the cross, as he was in the greatest of sufferings, what does he do? He looks out for his mum. He stands there and he says to John, John, will you take care of my mum? Take her into your home. That's not a man who doesn't care about his physical family. The Christian faith puts family in the highest of places. Jesus totally loves family. But what Jesus is saying here is that your loyalties change. Your greatest loyalty when you're part of the Jesus family is to the Lord Jesus, your older brother, to our Heavenly Father, and to those who belong to his family. And actually, if I love the family of the Lord Jesus, if I love my older brother best, if my loyalty to him is best, then actually I will serve my physical family even better. That's the point that Jesus is making. The family that Jesus died to create, the family that he lives to be loyal for, that is the family to whom he has the greatest loyalty. Which means, and please pause and think about this for a second, however unworthy you feel of this, the Lord Jesus is totally loyal to you this morning if you're in his family. He totally loves you. He is totally your older brother. And he totally says, you belong to me. You belong with me. Now, why do you need to hear that? Why do some of you need to hear that this morning? You need to hear that because as we become increasingly more hearers and doers of God's word, we belong less and less places in this world. Do you know that? You may belong less and less in your work environment because people will just be like, man, you're weird. You do this God stuff. You know, you say this is wrong and everyone else says it's okay. You belong less and less. For some of you, your physical families may be pushing you out because you've started to hear and do God's words. For some of you, your friends will start to say, you've just gone really weird on us and actually we don't like you anymore. We don't like you voicing this religious stuff. And what happens is you stop belonging. And so why do we need to hear this morning that we belong to the Lord Jesus? Because when we feel like we belong nowhere else, actually we belong to the greatest of people in the world. We belong to the Lord Jesus. He is our brother, our older brother, our Saviour, the one who lets us into this family. And he says over us, my brother, my sister. That is what he says to you this morning if you're in this family. And do you know what it also means? It means that heaven says over you this morning, that is my son, that is my daughter whom I love. That's got to give you some comfort this morning, isn't it? When the world is pushing you out, Jesus is saying, welcome in. You belong to him. And the challenge that leaves us with this morning as we come to an end is this. Where are your loyalties? Jesus' loyalty is to you. He is so loyal to you if you are in this family that he laid down his life for you. But what about your loyalties? Are you loyal to the Lord Jesus who died that you might become part of this family he describes? We need to make a priority of his family. You pick up your Bible, just have a look at verse 21 with me one more time. Jesus says, my mother and brothers, my family, are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. These are words this morning of comfort for some of us, because it's an assurance that we belong to Jesus. These are words this morning of challenge for some of us, aren't they? They're certainly a challenge for me this week. Will I be someone this week who hears and who does the word of God? That's the family like me. See, you only enter this family. Maybe I can put it like this as we finish. This is a family. Jesus' hear and do family is a family you enter by faith in Jesus. It's a family in which you live as a doer. And it's a family in which you belong to the Lord Jesus. So there we go. That's what Jesus says. My mother and my brothers are those who hear God's words and who do it. Let's bow our heads, shall we? Just take a moment of quiet, maybe to reflect on that.